Blog Talk Radio.
We are guardians of the free constitutional republic. We take our liberty and the responsibility for that upon ourselves. We answer to one law and one law only, the Constitution of the United States of America. We will defend our Constitution and Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic, by force of arms. We are the Constitution's last resort. We will not fail. We will stand with our brothers and sisters from sea to shining sea and preserve the Republic of the United States of America. God save the Republic. Whiskey 6 out.
Hello, welcome to Wild Card Command Presents. Your host, Rebel, and we have a caller on the line. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Good afternoon. This is Richard, North Georgia. How y'all doing today?
All right. How's the weather down there in North Georgia?
Well, it quit raining, but sun's out right now, but that doesn't mean anything. It could be snowing in 2 days. Yeah, we're doing all right. How about at your end?
Okay. Well, I'd like to start out tonight by talking about the Obama's Youth Brigade, these little gangs that are popping up everywhere to support Obama. I happened to drive by a church a few weeks ago and see about a dozen of them walking into one dressed in their camo and black T-shirts. You heard anything about this, Richard?
Yes, I've seen a couple things on the internet and at Facebook. Kind of concerns me. It doesn't seem like it's a good thing, but maybe a bad thing. But then again, we have to look at the fact that our government continues to drive racial and social wedges between the people of this country. And we need to just wake up and realize that it's a tyrannical government that's doing it and that is behind it. It's not the people themselves.
Oh, yeah, I would have to agree with you on that one. And now we have the Department of Homeland Security going out and getting involved in these cities. Safe cities under cities that are labeled safe cities under the UN now. We have them popping up all over. People should be checking in their own states. We have three here in North Carolina already. Anything interesting catch your eye this week in the news you want to talk about?
No, not really, but getting back to what you were just talking about, it is a concern because I don't believe the federal government should be telling the individual states, especially their law enforcement, on how to run things and what to do. I think the states need to be able to govern themselves without the political agenda coming out of Washington, D.C. If I said that right, I probably confused your audience.
You want to elaborate? Would you like to elaborate, Richard?
I just think that the local law enforcement needs to run the local law enforcement. You know, they're already neighbors of the people that they're enforcing the law around 90% of the time. And I just don't believe that intervention from the federal government should be there, because at this time We know that we have a, shall I say, tyrannical government, and therefore that could change the way things are handled or the way things are done.
Oh, I totally agree. Also, here in North Carolina and several of our surrounding states, including yours, we are building what is called a Continental Army, which is leadership from all types of groups coming together and discussing events going on in our state, supporting candidates that are running for office that are constitutional, and getting everybody kind of on the same page to make a push for a big change down here in the Southeast. Would you like to give out any information on your state about that?
Well, here in Georgia, we're trying to do basically the same thing. Like I said, I live in North Georgia. I'm in Gilmer County. We're a pretty conservative county. Law enforcement's on our side concerning the Second Amendment, et cetera, et cetera. And the people just think that it's time to turn this thing around and go more towards what the original Constitution says we're supposed to be doing in this country, the way it's supposed to be, not the way it is right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I would like to mention there are protests that go on all the time for Mr. Finnegan's death. There is a website out there, RanchersLivesMatters.com, I believe, something like that. They want to do a nationwide protest at every federal building when the trials begin for the people that were arrested for the Oregon situation. I don't know too much more to talk about tonight. We're working really hard in our states, networking. Always feel free to hit me up on my Facebook wall, which is Denise Freeman. D-E-N-I-C-E, last name Freeman. I can get you connected with several different things that I actually participate in. The Citizens Initiative's Article 5 type thing that they're working on. And kind of get involved, get up off your sofa, get out and do some things. How about you, Richard?
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you on that. People need to get up off the couch and get out there. If nothing else, walk across the street and talk to your neighbor. Talk to your neighbor next door on the other side of you. Get out there and talk to your politicians. Tell them what's on your mind and the way you feel. I can't say that it will change anything, but it certainly can't hurt. At least they'll know what the public wants, and some of them will attempt to do it. Some of them will not be able to do it, and some of them won't care really what you have to say. But if you don't go out there and try, and you don't go out there and voice your opinion, no one will ever know. We're not mind readers. We're only human.
That's exactly right. Another thing that I've done recently is order my free pocket constitutions from my senator. Every state, everybody can do that. Each state has a different maximum limit. I know I myself ordered 200. They will mail them, ship them right to your door. Go hand them out in a school, hand them out at a meeting, visit your library, whatever you want to do, and just hand them out. It's not being taught correctly in school by any means. Nowhere near it. You can take a class. There's a couple different places that I know. Hillsdale College offers a free class online to learn the Constitution. And the common law grand juries are up and active and actually working in some states, I do believe. We always advocate building a community team. Nobody's going to know or be able to get to you any faster than your next-door neighbor if somebody's bothering you. as we all know. And we all know what goes on routinely in our neighborhoods. What's out of the ordinary? I can't think of any more advice to actually give out today.
Well,
I really
actually, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm terribly sorry. But actually, it's funny that you should mention the Constitution, because I do have a couple of the pocket constitutions here at the house, and I went to order some more today from I'm in the 9th voting district in northern Georgia. Our congressman at this time, his last name is Mr. Collins. Mr. Collins' office informed me that they weren't able to fill any of my order. They wouldn't be able to fill up my order for the rest of this year because they've already used up their allotment. So I'm not sure if I need to call the governor's office and see if they can take care of it, or possibly another congressman in my state and see if they can take care of it. And if they can't take care of it, maybe I'll call the news and see if they can take care of it, because they're there for the taxpayers to get if they want them. They have already gotten my money to use to print them up. So I think I should be able to get what I want. But that's just my opinion.
I agree with you. I've actually had to contact 4 different state employees, because they are our employees, to actually get mine. Unfortunately, my senator that sent them out, I really wish he would go buy it. But he's not as bad as I'm thinking. I know we have several candidates that ran recently that lost only by a slight margin, so that were constitutional conservatives. That's where a new party is actually coming out, I do believe. I know we have the American Party, but the Constitutional Conservatives, they're not Republicans. They are actually Constitutional Conservatives. Unfortunately, they are not listed like that on a ballot.
Yeah, and speaking of the ballot, that's another thing I heard the other day. I'm not sure how much validity it is, or if it's just certain states, but I'm under the opinion when you enter the voting booth now, there will be no blank space to write in someone. You must either vote or not vote for the people that are already on the ballot. There will be no more write-ins.
I actually asked to write in my candidates, and I was told they didn't know where the slips were, and even if they did, they would probably be tossed anyway. It wouldn't make a difference. And I really was told that. And the only spot that we were available to write in anybody on the ballot itself was under the president's nomination. All the rest of them were filling the dots.
Correct.
I hear a lot of people say voting doesn't work, and, you know, I kind of have to agree with them to some point, but I personally just don't think I'm going to give this government any more of my rights. I'm not going to let them have them, not without actually getting out and taking advantage of using them.
I would have to agree on that. And no, your vote may not count, but you don't know that.
It's certainly
not.
It's certainly not going to count if you don't.
Yeah, and it's certainly correct, and it certainly will not count if you don't. And you're not ever going to get the government to tell the people that your vote doesn't matter. We're putting whoever we want in there anyway, regardless of how you vote. So they'll never admit that. So they can't hurt to try. Go down. Get off the couch, go down, vote for the people you like. Now, it's also my opinion, if you do not like either one of the people that are running for president, say, in this next election, don't vote for the lesser of two evils. Leave that box alone and go to your next box. Go to your local sheriff that you know which one is thinking and conservative and pro-constitutional like you are. Vote him into office. Do not vote for the lesser of two evils. You're not doing anything. But the main thing is to get off the couch, go out and vote, go to your local meetings, go down to the town hall, let them know how you feel. Go to your local PTA meetings, regardless of whether you have children or grandchildren. Go down there and voice your opinion on how the kids should get raised, what they should be taught, and what needs to be taught in the schools. And you're not going to be able to do that from the couch. It doesn't work that way. And again, I say that's just my opinion.
City council meetings, anything. Go down and sit in the courthouse. If you don't like the judges that are elected, learn how to understand what's actually going on and how most of the deals are made behind closed doors. Our justice system in this country is totally falling apart. It's gone. It's as corrupt as our government is. And everybody knows that. Just nobody knows how to fight it. Well, the way I see it is you can't put too many tools in your toolbox. So whatever you learn is always going to be beneficial at some point in your lifetime. And if it's not, oh, well, it's there anyways. And sooner or later, something's going to work in a big way. And you should be aware of it and be in on it.
I agree.
There's also another upcoming event in North Carolina, and I believe the website is freenorthcarolina.com. I might be wrong. It's called the Patriot Connection, or PACCON for short, where it's a four-day weekend. You camp overnight. They have many valuable speakers. I know the last one, Chris Ann Hall, was there, and several other people. The knowledge that you gain there is it's unremarkable. It's remarkable. It's a really good place to go, meet other people like us, and get connected in your state.
I do have a question for y'all. I believe I was on your show, I believe it was this show, a month or so ago, and there was some site that somebody had with all kinds of constitutional information, and I don't remember, it was something like 15,000 directories or something. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
That I do not know. If you go back into the episodes, maybe you could pick out which one it is and let me know, because I'd definitely put it out there again.
Yeah, because it had a bunch of prepper stuff and stuff like that. I just can't remember what it was, but it sounded like a vast assortment of information, and I just thought perhaps it was this show. Maybe I've made a mistake, and I can go.
Yeah, militias.ning.com. And
that's exactly what it is. I didn't mean to interrupt you while you were talking. I'm terribly sorry, but that's exactly, that has been driving me crazy, because it sounded like a really great place to be.
That would
can
be
you tell
malicious,
me more about it?
Malicious with an S on the end, dot Ning, dot Ning, which is November India, novembergolf.com, and go into the Resource Center. There are over 15 downloadable PDF files there. Save them on a thumb drive or on a separate hard drive where you can pull them up. Over 15,000.
Okay.
And it covers everything from gardening to training manuals. It's probably the largest ever, period.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, because I've really been trying to, because we don't know if the grid's going to go down or the government's going to shut the internet down or what's going to go on. And, you know, I don't mean to put the tinfoil hat on or anything, but we kind of need to prepare for whatever we can prepare for. And just downloading some stuff off the internet doesn't cost anything. And yes, you need to download it and get it off the internet because you're not going to be able to dial up the website when the internet goes down. And what you download may be knowledge that you need. You may not need it right at the moment, and you may not need it at all, but you may run into somebody out there after this thing is kicked off and the grid's down and the lights are off, and they can use the information and understand the information, and it would be beneficial to both parties.
Absolutely. That's something we can never do is learn too much, any of us.
And as long as it's pre-information, why not get it and learn something? Even if it's a subject that you don't normally have an interest in, you may still need it somewhere down the road. I know me for a fact, at the age of 57, back when I was in school, I used to think, why do I have to learn this? I'm never going to use it. And I have to smile each and every time I go to use something that a teacher taught me in high school that I thought I was never going to have to use. That I found out that later in life it was very beneficial and very helpful due to whatever the situation may have been at that time.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. And something is going on with this dashboard here. Studio. Well, Richard, our time is about to come to an end. We've got about 5 more minutes here. But,
yes, ma'am. Well, I hope I didn't keep anybody else out there from speaking. And I've enjoyed talking to y'all. And I look forward to listening to more episodes in the future and perhaps giving my opinion in future episodes.
No, thank you. And please do join us again. I pretty much run out of things to talk about tonight, believe it or not. Look us up on Facebook, Wildcard Command. There's a community page. There's a North Carolina Wildcard Command, which I believe is abbreviated NC Wildcard Command. Get in touch with us. Look us up. See what we're about. We are 100% constitutional. We believe in training. We believe in preparing. We believe in planning for upcoming events. We are extremely active in our communities, with our politics in our states, on local levels. That's the biggest thing, is do something. Get involved somewhere. It's the only way we're going to make a difference. And with that being said, Richard, you don't have anything else to say?
No, ma'am, not at this time. But
well,
I thank you very much for your time, and I thank you all for allowing my opinion.
Oh, you're very welcome. You guys have a great night, and until next week, I'm out of here. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.